You hear me?
Yep.
So.
I recorded that.
Huh?
Said I got that recorded.
Really? Unbelievable.
Come on, Eddie. You know there's a pre-show.
Gotta rush home.
Oh, sorry. Steve has other duties.
Unbelievable.
Eddie, I think you're coming in through your headphones, not the microphone.
Really?
Yeah. You know how
what
to
is
switch.
That noise?
It's just this thing rubbing on Eddie's clothes.
That's that thing. Yeah, turn that. Can he turn that off?
Well, no. If he turns, well, he can't because. Like the,
how's that?
He's coming.
Oh,
in.
Oh, so he's not. He has one of the.
Yeah.
Is it because he has one of those earphones? If
yeah, he's. You have to go through your settings. And switch your audio
through StreamYard or through his
through StreamYard
and put it on the head, whatever the headphone name is, right?
Yeah, so go to settings and then go to audio, and where it says mic, you got to switch that up.
Yeah, it'll have the name of the headphones that you have on, and you click that.
No, you have to hit the microphone.
Oh, so microphone?
It should say USB audio device.
Well, just don't rub it anymore, Eddie,
or that.
So is he actually using his microphone, or is he using that little microphone?
The little microphone on his headphones.
Internal mic?
He's not even using the one he's got in his mouth right there.
How's that?
Let's see. Touch that thing. The little.
Touch the little mic.
Yeah, I know you're still coming in through there.
Let me see. So if you go to settings and go to audio,
and then where it says
there's a speaker and a mic.
Yeah, you wanna click the mic.
How's that?
Try it again. No.
Still doing it?
Did you switch out the mic?
Yeah.
What does it say when you click mic? Is there two different options?
It says default mic, internal mic, or mic.
What are you on?
On mic.
Oh, so the mic doesn't have a name?
Try external?
No.
It's internal.
Yeah. No, that would be the one on the computer.
Default mic?
What does it say?
Echo cancellation? Reduce mic background noise. How's that?
I mean, I think it's good as long as you keep that wire up where it is so it doesn't rub on your shirt.
Okay.
So what is the speaker one for? Hello?
It's...
Is it the speaker?
I think it's how you get the audio out or how you listen. But I mean, if you can hear, then don't touch it.
All right.
It's echo cancellation. I did that. It's on.
Yeah, I
reduce mic. Reduce mic background noise.
I mean, you sound good right now, and I actually probably sound better than ever. So.
Okay.
Where was that?
I just won't touch that thing.
So, go like this to your microphone. Does that one work? It's not even. No, not you, Eddie.
Yeah, but we'll do this.
Microphone.
Tap the microphone.
No, on your real mic on the.
No, see how.
Oh, so his microphone's not even working.
Yeah, it's just for show.
Oh, God.
So he's, I mean.
All right, well, we'll work on it later. Oh, no.
Yeah.
No,
you don't want to do that, Eddie. Now
yeah,
we can't.
You're on mute.
Yeah, we can't hear you now.
Testy. 1, 2, 3. Is it better or no?
Yeah, it's real good.
At least he's better.
Yeah, let's hope it's. Yeah, so far it's good, right? Yep. Hasn't froze or nothing.
Not even.
Thanks for reminding me.
Keep you scared.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Right. Welcome back to the M25 show. My name's Albert.
My name is Eddie.
And I'm Steve. And we're back again.
Hopefully better.
Yes. We were just talking about that, and I was so upset about that last show.
You want to apologize Eddie, to the fans?
I was so upset. It bothered me, Eddie.
It happens.
Steve hasn't been able to sleep all week.
Nope. It really bummed me out, you know? I don't know. I was talking to Alberto yesterday about it, and we've never had a episode like that through the whole show, I don't believe. We might have had a time where, you know, messed up for like once and then it was over, right?
Yeah.
I don't remember a whole show going where it was messing up the whole hour and a half.
Well, one of us just like messing up the whole, just unable to be able to hear one person.
There we go.
I'm not blaming you. I mean, it's,
I like how it used to be all of us together as a team. Now it's just only one of us.
Oh, somebody's a victim.
Hey, I don't draw. What are you jumping all over me for? I'm not an artist, a cartoonist or whatever.
What, oh boy.
To jump all over me. Eddie, what is going on with this?
I'm not jumping all over you. I just said it happens.
Oh man. So when I was freezing and doing all that stuff, you guys were able to talk to the guest, I imagine.
Yeah, Alyssa took over.
Wow, that's crazy how like Alberto says, it was only me. I'm the one that caused this whole travesty, right? But it went on. The show went on without me. That's pretty cool.
Show must go on.
Yeah, but I didn't know it was even going on. I thought, man.
Well, we were getting worried because, I mean, there was going to be no end to the show because if you weren't able to come back on.
Well, it'll go on forever.
Yeah. You know, go to that show on YouTube. You'll just see, like...
Show Infinity.
Still live. You click on, there's nobody there.
It'll be live after you hit the grave.
It's a show marathon, huh?
Never. MG5 show never dies.
Episode 3.
The host might.
Episode 374 never dies.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, Eddie, do you have anything to say about the situation? You're good with it, right?
I'm good with it. It happens. Things happen.
I feel more... I don't know whether to feel more, it bothered me because of, it showed that we weren't very professional.
Professional?
We had a guest. Okay, I was thinking, if we didn't have a guest,
you would have just
quit. Would I still be upset?
If we didn't have a guest, if you didn't have a guest, you'd probably just quit.
You'd probably still be upset, but not as much. Like
Because it showed the guest that we look unprofessional. The people that are listening to us. I mean, even if we're not unprofessional, we don't have to show it.
Rookies. That's what they're probably thinking.
Yeah. We don't want to be that. You know what they say? You fake it till you break it, right?
Fake it till you make it.
Over 9 years and we still can't get our shit together.
I don't know. I think...
That wasn't like anybody here's fault. It wasn't like your fault or anything. It's one of those... You know, technical glitches, and I guess with your remodel to your studio, you know, something happened with the internet.
Yeah, yep. Something happened because they came and they said, "Oh, it just needed to be
rebooted."
You know, when you have an app and updated. I go, "It needs to be updated." He's like, "Yeah, it should do it automatically, but sometimes that happens."
You needed a patch.
So he updated it. And I thought he was going to change out the boxes and stuff like that. And he's like, "Well, let's try this. This is what I think it is." So he tried it and...
tell me, you're not being paid to think. Fix it.
Yeah. So, and then I unhooked... Remember I told you got those extenders? And I unhooked those just in case. I don't even know anymore. It's a real... You know, you're ready. Everything's set up. Everything's new. And then...
Yeah, we've been off for a couple of months. We're ready to go. We're itching to go and...
I don't know.
Well, it looks like you're doing fine today, so the problem is fixed.
No freezing or nothing. Everything was, because I don't even know if I am.
The problem is fixed.
Well, yeah, I think you were noticing that we were freezing, so that's the thing. Like when you notice all the others freezing, then you know it's your problem.
So when I see you guys freezing, I'm really freezing.
Yeah, I mean, and like I said last week when Alyssa was here, I mean the three of us were fine, and you just kept freezing up.
Gotcha. Alrighty. Well, let's get the show going then. I'm gonna forget about it. Quit reminding me because I know that's what you guys like to do.
Forget
about it. Just forget about it.
Forget about it.
Just forget about it.
Forget about it. All right. Well, you know what? We haven't talked about our sponsor in a month and a half. Why Alberto's gonna remind everybody that we our sponsor. You can still go shopping and buy all the goodies.
That website's working perfectly.
Yeah, that website's professional and it works great. So go
ahead. Yeah, they got professional people there. You know, it's not a ragtag group like us.
Oh, Lord. All right. I would hand. Should I hand the reins to Eddie? Or he'll just hold up a bottle?
We told Eddie in the last 2 months, you know, practice.
Oh, that's right, Eddie. You're supposed to be practicing. Are you ready?
You didn't tell me to practice.
Oh, yeah, I forget. He's waiting for my script because, you know.
You haven't sent him the script in about a month and a half.
You told me to enjoy your vacation.
Oh, Lord. All right, Alberto, you're up then.
That's what you told me.
I did or Alberto did?
Alberto.
Okay. I didn't tell you that.
I believe it.
Yeah, of course. Eddie and Steve ganging up on Alberto again.
Here we go.
Yeah, the show never missed a beat.
You think Alberto has a pen and paper and he's writing. He's a true artist now.
Well, what about you, an artist today?
But he's putting this on his hit list.
All right, here's Alberto with some words from our sponsor.
Yeah, like up above Steve, Natural Wonders, they're... They create high-performance health and wellness products that spring naturally from the 7 natural wonders of the world. At Natural Wonders, they want you to be as clean and as beautiful as nature intended you to be. To them, you are the Natural Wonders. And if you go to naturalwonders.com, you do your order, you enter the code, THEM25SHOW, you're going to get 25% off your order. That's one heck of a deal, probably one of the best deals out on the internet. So take advantage. Go to naturalwonders.com. Wonder spelled W-U-N-D-E-R-Z. Easiest way to do it, right behind me, the m25show.com. you go to the sponsors link, you'll see the link, you'll see the promo code, you get everything right there. If you're listening on the podcast, it's on the podcast description, so click the link down there, go do all your shopping up for all your what do they have, Steve? They have all the good stuff, right?
All the good stuff.
They got the body washes, lotions, face masks. I think they even have stuff for your pets if you want your pets to be on nice and clean.
They do.
They got all that stuff too. Natural Wonders.
There we go.
Yeah, that good was. Job. Good yeah, job, that bro. Wasn't my best.
Is Alyssa holding a teleprompter?
Huh? Yeah, she's. holding a teleprompter. She's behind the camera right now.
Eddie never thinks.
No,
the best
she's
of
not
people.
Teleprompter. She's got the old cue card, you know, like, and then she just drops one.
Oh boy, she's like Vanna White. She's turning the cards around.
She doesn't even do that anymore, Vanna White.
Is she done?
Who? Vanna White?
Vanna White, yes.
I think she's still hanging on. You know,
she's still hanging on.
She wants more money.
She just wants money. What's wrong with
job's
that?
Job's not that hard.
Oh, this, here we go.
She doesn't even turn the letters anymore. She just goes and touches them.
Eddie. She just touches them now.
She's been doing it for years. She just wants a little bit of pay. She's probably been getting, you know, whatever. And
she just wants to pad that social security check.
The 401k. Yeah.
She wants some extra cash. You know, she's gonna be retiring soon. You know, she's getting, well, she's older now, you know.
Yeah.
You know, she can't be turning those or pushing the letters forever.
That walking back and forth is gonna get to her, so.
Yeah,
I said the job's not that hard.
Oh, here we go with Eddie. Not that hard. You sound like a lot of employers out there.
Well, she just walks over and touches the letters, right?
Yes, sir. But she's been doing it for how many years?
I don't 1980s? Know.
1980s. Well over. What is it? Well over 40.
Yeah, close you don't to think it. She doesn't deserve a little bit of cash now that. Pat Sajak's gone. I mean,
I think she's been paid well enough.
I'm sure they've been paying her all this time.
Yeah, well, they've been paying her. But, you know, just like anybody who does a job for 30, 40 years.
Is it still the same host?
Pat Sajak?
Yeah.
No, we just said he's gone.
Who is he? Did he die?
No, he retired.
He's retired. He's been doing it for a long time, Eddie.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Pat and Vanna debuted on September 19th, 1983.
83.
Like 40. It's going to be 40 years.
Wow. 40 years. You don't think they deserve a few bucks?
I believe I do.
Pat Sajak was getting some heavyweight paychecks. Mm-hmm. Vanna just wants a little bit of it. Just a little. She doesn't even want the whole thing. She just says, what does she want? Like at least half of what he was making or something like that? Or what was the thing she was saying?
I don't know the details.
I don't know the story, but
She says she doesn't want like Pat Sajak money. She just wants at least half of what he made.
She wants Vanna White money, huh?
Yeah. So that tells me she wasn't even making half of what he was making. So who knows what she was making? Alberto, can you find out how much Vanna White was making?
Yeah, I'll look into it.
Can you look up in our
must be nice files? To land a gig like that, huh?
To push to turn letters?
Yeah.
Shit, anyone? Shit, I'll be the host or the letter turner.
That's what I'm saying.
Eddie, I'm going to have a drink. Is that all right?
A gig like that? Yeah, go ahead.
It's early. I need a drink.
Let's hear for Jack? Those unaware.
Coke and Jack?
Vanna White earns $3 million a year, while Sajak brings in around $15
million. Hey, $3 million isn't bad.
So 15, she wants at least half. That would be what? 6.5?
Seven.
Seven?
7.5.
7.5. And she makes how much? Three?
Three?
Don't get me wrong. $3 million to turn letters.
I wish I made $3 million a year.
Well, that'd be like me and you working on somewhere, Eddie. And let's say I was making $20 million and you're making $2 million.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like, everybody be like, damn, Eddie, you're making $2 million. You'd be like, yeah, but that ass Steve makes 20.
I just want to make half of that.
I just want half. Or you'd be okay going, hell, I'm happy with two. Come on, Eddie. You got to put yourself in that place.
I'd be content.
You'd be content.
I think so, yeah.
What if everybody on the show... What about everybody on the show is making a certain amount of money, right? Mm-hmm. And you were making the least, like very, very least. Let's say we're all making $20 million and you're making $1 million. You'd be okay?
Yeah, because I came in later than you guys, so...
Yeah, but you wouldn't be like, hey, can I at least make $1.2 million or something? Or would you negotiate? Or?
Yeah, I'd have my lawyer negotiate my contract.
Who's your lawyer? The cartoonist?
Oh boy!
No,
you know Steve's on something right now. I don't know what's going on.
Oh man,
we haven't talked last night, Steve.
Effie Bailey's my attorney.
Effie Bailey.
F U Bailey. Who the hell's that? F. Oh, Lee is Bailey. He still alive?
I think he's died. Dead. I think he died.
Oh my gosh! Okay, I wanted to.
I've read that she's got a pay raise to $100,000 an episode. So.
So now she's making what?
I mean,
$3.1 million.
How much
is she making? Did you say?
I don't know how many episodes they do.
$3 million.
$3 million.
She
a
was
year.
Making $3 million, so I don't
so
know.
$100,000 per episode.
So how many episodes do you think they do a year? It depends, right?
Yeah.
So five, if they do at least times, 10.
What's 5 times 52? Is it 52?
Well, that's right. Do they do a show every day? Huh.
52.
Five days a week.
Usually, I mean, I'm sure they go on vacation, but. They do like a whole they do like a whole week of shows like in one day,
a whole season.
I mean I don't know exactly how many
they do a whole week in one day.
How many weeks they work, but
so if they did five shows a week and they paid $100,000 for five, that's good. That's at least
very good.
What is that? Because 10 is ten's a million, right?
Yes.
So that's easy. That's pretty like close.
$2 million a month?
So maybe she did get the half. Because if you add all that up in a year,
yeah,
I think maybe they did give her half. You know, they just didn't want to say, they just want to say, okay, we'll give you 100. Even though it's the same thing, they don't want it to look like, oh, they're the ones that lost.
So she's probably making like $10 million a year now, probably.
Maybe. Anyway,
I read on the internet, there's 40 episodes a season. I don't know exactly how long a season goes. So that's roughly what? $4 million right there?
$4 million? So $7 million? Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, good for her.
Good for her.
I mean, honestly, I don't know. It doesn't bother me, but yeah, I mean, if she was only there a year or two and she's already complaining. But she's done, she's done her time. Shit,
she's put in the work, huh?
Yeah, 40 years, Eddie. Is it 40
years?
Years
is a long
that's,
time.
That's a long time.
Most people don't last that long at a job.
Huh? People just don't last that long, period.
Anyways, Eddie's out of luck too. Effie Bailey did die June 3rd, 2021. So recently, a couple years ago.
So you're going to have to go back to the other guy, Eddie.
Shapiro?
No, the cartoonist.
Johnny Cochran.
Cochran's gone too.
Johnny Cochran. You're getting all the wrong guys, Eddie.
He's picking all the wrong people on OJ's dream team.
Oh, man.
Sorry. It has to be Shapiro who's going to vote against you.
Oh. Yeah, Eddie will come out with less money. His salary will decrease. Oh, my goodness.
After you pay the commission, huh?
After you pay Shapiro, you're actually taking money out of your own pocket.
Oh boy, to pay the attorney, huh?
Hey Eddie.
Yes.
You've heard of Pop Tarts, right?
Yes.
Okay, why aren't there Mom Tarts?
Badam bam.
You're freezing, Steve.
Now, if there was Mom Tarts, would you eat them, Eddie?
Yes.
Would you pull them off the shelf and wouldn't feel kind of weird like you're eating Mom Tarts, like?
No.
What if they were called MILF tarts?
I'd eat those too.
You would have no shame?
No.
What was that?
That's Eddie again.
Oh, man. That's Eddie. Oh, that's Eddie. You're getting alerts? Is that alerts or what? That's Eddie's heart monitor.
Yeah, he's thinking about MILF tarts.
Oh, shit. Eddie, turn the heart monitor off. You're thinking
about MILF. I would eat a MILF tart. What's wrong with that?
So, what flavors could you think of? Let's say we are the inventors of the MILF tarts. What flavors could we come out with?
Let's see. Chocolate raspberry.
Chocolate raspberry.
White chocolate. Dark chocolate.
Damn. Okay. Everything's chocolate.
It's all chocolate with Eddie.
Brown sugar.
Brown sugar. Okay. Eddie's got all the chocolate in there, huh? All right. Alberto, can you think of any flavors we could come out for our new product called MILF Tarts?
Elderberry.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
That's just for Steve.
Yeah.
Special edition.
That would be a good one. Eddie's into the black stuff, right? The darker Boy, colors.
We're on a show
today. I don't mean it like that. I mean it like he's into the chocolate.
Oh, he wanted white chocolate too, so.
Oh, is that like... What is that? Is that like black on the outside and white on the inside?
No, it's just white.
What does that mean?
There's white chocolate.
So white chocolate is like when there's a white guy on a black basketball team. Wasn't that like the white shadow? Remember the white shadow?
It's a 9:15 already.
No, I'm just remember. Well, I don't know if you could say that, but remember the white shadow?
I remember the show. I don't remember the characters though.
Yeah, well it was the black. It was a black team, and the coach was white. We called it the White Shadow. It was good. It was a good series, TV series.
I never saw it.
From Coolidge High. I don't know where Coolidge High is, but I think that was the high school basketball team. Talking about a show. Don't anybody get all upset about
it.
Was
it a documentary, or was it like just like a sitcom?
No, it was a sitcom.
No.
It was on every week.
I remember hearing it. I don't think I ever watched it, though.
What was it again?
Remember.
The White Shadow.
White Shadow.
Yeah, when you see the coach, the lead actor, you'll remember him. I forget what his real name is, but yeah, remember that one of the players, they had a white dude on the team too. His name was Salami. That was his name. So it could have been.
You know what? It's a little before my time, 1978 to 1981.
Yeah, but I mean, they had reruns. You never heard of the White Shadow?
No. Nope.
Do you know the guy? Look at you know the actor at least? He's a familiar guy.
Stephen Bochco?
Stephen Bochco, that's the guy who created it. Get out of here.
Oh, that's written by. Sorry. Turn that off. I thought that was the cast, sorry. Let's see.
No. Anyway, yeah. Eddie, you never saw it then?
I don't remember. No, I don't think I ever saw it. I remember it was on, but it just wasn't my thing at the time, I guess.
This guy, Ken Howard?
Yeah, there's his name, Ken Howard. Yeah, yeah. Well, he's old there. He's still alive?
Rest in peace, 2016.
Oh, is that Ron Howard?
He passed away?
Yeah.
Is it Ron Howard?
What a day to...
Ken Howard.
What a day to find out.
Not Ron.
Ron Howard is still alive and well.
Richie Cunningham.
Oh, man.
You okay, Steve?
I didn't know he was passed away. No, I'm upset. I'm depressed now. I didn't know he passed away.
Did he pass away?
I thought they were gonna do a. They were gonna. You know how to do reboots of shows.
He's gonna be one old basketball coach.
That's all right.
Woody Harrelson. Bring it back, Woody Harrelson.
Oh man,
recast.
I think for MILF tarts, we should do like name them like blondes and redheads, and you know, you can pick out a red one.
So like,
you know, it doesn't need to have a flavor.
So
just,
a redhead
just
would
redhead.
Be. I'd be a raspberry.
Pink
then,
one.
And let's call it redhead. Just call it the redhead MILF tart.
Well, we got to give a flavor
pink
to it.
One?
Well, it depends. All pink redheads tart. Have different tastes, right? All women have different tastes, Eddie. Mm-hmm. That's
we
the whole thing.
We can't have that individual.
We're here for to sell. Sex sales.
What would you name them?
I'd call it the redhead. No, red. No, but it's funny. You call a redhead, but you don't call a blonde head, right? Have you ever thought about that? A brunette head.
Not until right now.
But you call a red head a redhead.
That's just Lucy.
How about just, I don't know. Well, how would you call a blonde or a brunette? How would you say that? You can't call it blonde head. Blonde milf?
A toe head.
How about the toe
what?
Head?
Yeah.
A toe head?
That's what they call blondes, toe heads.
A toe head?
Yeah.
Toe head, I've never heard that before.
What are you talking about?
It's real.
They call blondes a toe head or a camel toe?
A toe head.
A toe head?
Yeah.
I don't understand, Eddie. What is a toe head?
I don't
like
know.
A, like
I've
a real
heard,
toe?
Never heard that.
Like a toe? Yeah.
Wikipedia toe head, it'll go to blonde.
Why? What is
I have to go find the reason why.
Well, you must have read it, or you know.
I
about
mean,
it.
I don't. Vince Scully mentioned it a long time ago, and it kind of stuck.
He was a redhead, wasn't
he? I don't want to eat a toe head pop tart, milf tart. I think a blonde.
No, let me Google toe head origin.
How about a blondie? Blondie pop milf tart.
Blondie pop.
A blondie milf tart, a redhead milf tart. How about for brunette? A brunette milf tart? Yeah, I would do that because we know what it means. We know what it means, right? If you're an adult.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, the kids. I think we should have a section for the men. For Pop-Tart section. Just for us. We'll buy a spot in the grocery store where they have
them
locked up. Yeah, next to the condoms in the KY.
Says here.
Milf tarts.
Says here, a toe head is a person with very light blonde or yellow colored hair. The adjective form is toe headed, and either word may be hyphenated as toe head or toe headed. Toe headed is first seen in 1830. Toe is another word for flax, jute, or hemp that is ready for spinning. So, probably like hemp and all that stuff was yellow, so or blonde color, so they just calling blondes toe heads.
So why toe? What is like T-O-E or T-O-W?
T-O-E.
Like a foot?
I guess it was slang, like I said, for flax and hemp and all that. So, and that's almost the same color as blonde hair, so they just started calling toe heads.
Like the toe on your foot.
No.
Well, that doesn't sound very sexy. I don't know if I'd eat a foot. I'd eat a blonde.
Oh, boy.
Not a foot. Yeah, I know, but it's just...
It's just the same, man. I didn't make it up.
I don't know about toe head pop tart milf tarts. I don't know about that. I think we'll do I don't know, just milf tarts, different flavors of assorted flavors.
All right,
assorted milfs.
Copyright that, and then you fight the Kellogg's people.
Luscious labia.
Luscious labia. Oh man. Damn.
Hey.
Tidal wave.
There's Eddie.
Squirt gun.
Squirter.
Yeah, we'll bring back. Remember that Tidal Wave bubble gum they used to have back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
We'll bring back
in your mouth?
Yes, Tidal Wave milk tarts. The first bite is the best. That's going to be our slogan. The first bite is the best.
How many licks does it take?
Should we put frosting on top so it's like a little creamy, or just leave it bare?
Leave it bare.
Bare back.
Whipped cream.
Oh boy. Yeah, I think that would be a good product. MILF tarts. Mm-hmm. Or mom. Okay, you could say mom tarts. And I guess, I guess if you want to go mainstream, you can just call them mom tarts.
Mom tarts.
Cherry. Cherry flavor. Poppin' Jerry.
Well, I think that's already fixed after if it's a mom tart. So.
Yeah, that's true. I can't do that one. That's already been. They've already ruined that. So mom tarts, assorted varieties. Every box is different.
Every bag's a mystery.
Every box is a mystery.
There's three packs in there, and there are three mysteries. You don't know what you're gonna get.
That's right. But once you bite into it, you'll know right away.
Assorted variety.
That's right. Too much. How about moon bathing? You guys ever heard about moon bathing?
About what?
Moon bathing?
Yeah, moon bathing.
Stretch out at night? On your roof at night?
What do you stretch out at night? Moon bathing.
It's like sunbathing?
Yeah.
But at night.
Yeah, but at night, you know, you go lay out at nighttime under the moon.
Wasn't it
do that in the summer. Tonight, you don't want to be doing that in the winter.
Is it supposed to be a blue moon tonight?
I think it was last night, Eddie.
I don't know what color the moon is. Moon bathing, red, blue, whatever color you want it to be.
No, there was supposed to be a blue moon last night.
It's not the color blue.
What was it?
Do you know what a blue moon is?
I don't know. I just thought it was going to turn blue or something.
Anyway, the moon just gonna turn blue, huh?
A blue moon means that's the second full moon in a month. That's basically
that what it means.
That's what it means. Oh my god! It doesn't. It doesn't turn the color blue.
So what color was the moon last night? It was just full, wasn't it?
White as usual.
Oh boy!
Okay,
there you go. There you go. Wrapped up in a nutshell, right there. White as usual.
Yeah. White and beautiful.
Oh, man. No, but moon bathing. You guys never heard of that?
So you just go lay in the moon, in the moonshine?
Well, you go lay on, like you get a lounge chair. Well, it's more for the ladies. You know, they get in their little bikinis or whatever, their little short shorts, and they lay out on the patio or the backyard or the deck. And they lay out in the rays of the moon. You ever heard of that?
I don't know what it's for, but yeah, whatever brings you happiness.
Well, I don't know if that's maybe it's a nice, you know, you get to look up and you're under the stars and the moon's out. Maybe it's a pretty moon that night. I don't know about a blue moon.
It's probably
maybe it's a big white moon or something that's pretty, or
probably a reason for moms to get away from the kids. You know, I'm gonna go moon bathe. leave mama alone. Yeah.
There you go. Maybe it's some alone time for the mom.
So I'm going to enjoy my MILF tart alone.
You know, take her martini out there and just get the hell away from me, kids.
Yes. MILF tart and moon bathing. See, this show is all about the moms today.
It's our women appreciation show.
Yes, we care about the ladies out there. So, you know, we're gonna come out with a new product called MILF tarts, and we really love that you moon bathe. So, you know, Eddie, like, you know, women, they lay out during the summertime to get a tan, right?
Yes.
You know, they lay in the backyard. If they don't go to the beach, they lay out in the backyard on a chair. Do they still, before I get to that, do they still make lounge chairs? Remember those old lounge chairs that had folded three ways?
Yes, they still make them.
And then the shit you lay on is kind of like a rubber type, it has some pull to it. Mm-hmm. Do they still make those?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm. I tried to look those up. Like, they were back in the 70s and 80s. Remember, that's all they made. But I was trying to look some up online, and I couldn't find any.
Are you going to do some sunbathing?
No, but I was just
He's going to moonbathe.
Yeah, maybe. Now, this is for the ladies, Eddie. But, I mean, I haven't seen those kind of lounge chairs in a long time. Remember, it'd be like white and
blue color. Maybe they'll make those, like, the cheap ones. They have, like, nicer ones, but I don't know.
Yeah, the ones I see today are more updated and nice, but the ones that we used, they were
That's too fancy for Steve.
No, that's not it.
They had that plastic, right? The plastic, or some of them were like cloth.
It looked like they were individually wrapped like strings, but thick strings, like bands. But it was like rubber or something. It was just rubber.
It was plastic.
Was it plastic? Plastic rubber? Yeah. It had give to it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you sat on it, it had some give, so, you know.
Yeah, for heavy duty.
Yeah, but that one Alberto show, that's more of an updated for today, right? That's probably, solid.
Yeah, probably better materials.
But you don't know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, type in 70s lounge chairs. You know, now I'm upset again.
Well, not that one. That's more of a weave pattern.
No.
The other ones were like
They had the colors. Remember the colors were either white and blue or yellow and red, or they had those funky 70 colors.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
You remember, right, Eddie?
Mm-hmm.
I was too young for that.
Anyway. Well. Yeah.
You don't even
have to be young. You could be a kid, and your mom. Every mom had one. Everybody had them. That's what they use. You could be a kid, and your parents used them.
Took them to the beach.
Even the ones that you sat down on, like the sit up, like an office chair. Remember, they made them like that with the same kind of rubber plastic material on it.
Yeah,
that's all they made them out of. I don't even know what the high class ones were back then. That was the only ones I remember seeing.
We're leather.
Yeah, these are newer, but it's almost what you're looking for.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Like the back, it's kind of. I mean, you see the bottom; it's more weaved.
You see, yeah, that's more weaved. That's like the harder, like the. What is that? Woven.
The high class ones were leather or wicker.
Yeah, that one, Alberto. It's more hard material. What is that hard? Mm-hmm.
It's that hard, like a strap, almost like that.
It's like nylon or something, like. Mm-hmm. But the one I'm talking about, it has give. Like, you could stretch it. It was like stretchy material. It was like a big rubber band. I don't know. Anyway, let's get back to the moon bathing. Yes, you get the lounge chair and you lay. Oh, in the summertime too.
Well, I would assume you want to do it in the summertime. You don't want to be out there in a bikini in December.
In the middle of winter, bathing in the moon.
Well, if you just think a woman wants to go out in her underwear and just lay out, you know, just be cool, you know, maybe in the summertime and at nighttime it's cool.
With neighbor Steve
and
looking on the fence.
Short. Yeah, so what? Damn. So what?
Are you trying to pitch? You're probably trying to pitch this to your neighbor. Steve's gonna be up on the roof with binoculars.
Okay, look at. There's a pretty girl moon bathing or sunbathing, and you happen to be able to see it. Who's not gonna look? Come on. I mean, Eddie. I mean, we're being real here. Who's not gonna look? Are you gonna go? You're gonna see it, and then you're gonna go, oh my god, I gotta turn my head. Oh god, gross. I can't look.
Take a peek.
Yeah, you're gonna look. Especially if it's a good looking woman, you're gonna look. It's just natural. I mean, you're not going to sit there and get a bullhorn and start catcalling, yee-haw, or anything like that. But, you know,
that's
you're going
to
look.
Would
no, I would look and go, oh, damn. I mean, I wouldn't sit there for an hour and look. I would look, you know, and check it out and then go about my business. And everybody else would, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
So... since today is all about the ladies, right, Eddie?
When we don't have our own lady here.
Yeah, see, too bad Alyssa's not here. This should be perfect, you know?
She's sitting at work watching us, like, upset.
MILF tarts and what else? Moonbathing.
Moonbathing.
And what else is another thing we can give props to the ladies, Eddie? Really?
Let's see. It's all about the ladies?
Yes.
What can we give them props for?
Alberto? Well, Eddie, you really need time to think, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Eddie always needs a lot of time. I don't understand.
Gotta be slow to speak.
Do you like ladies, Eddie?
I love ladies.
Okay, so what something that you could... that they cook good? What's something you could say about a lady that is nice and not degrading either, Eddie. Come on, this is a different kind of show these days. We don't want to do that.
I appreciate ladies.
That's it, huh?
I appreciate them.
Okay, here's a question.
All the things they do, their moms, their wives, their friends, they're just appreciated.
How do you think when they push a kid out of their private area, do you think that that's a do you cross your mind that it's stretched, or you're more happy about the new life?
Yes, I'm happy about the new life.
Okay, but like, let's say I give it a week or two and you know you're getting a little horny, do you think about anything like that? Like, oh man, you know,
you're not supposed to have intimate relations after a kid for 40 days.
For 40? Okay, let's go 41 then. You got an answer for everything, don't you? Okay, let's go 41.
Do you think it,
do you feel down there and make sure it's puckered back up, or you just go for it?
Just go for it. Can't be thinking about that.
You never, like, when you're in the
and he just closes his eyes and goes.
What would you think when, you know, if you did that and it was just like you didn't even know you were in there? Would you say anything, or would you just keep it to yourself?
Just enjoy the moment and try again later.
Oh no, you could do the whole act. It's just you know now it's like the canyons.
Mm-hmm.
Would you tell her to do exercises, or would you be nice?
Take her on walks and stuff.
Take her to watts.
Walks.
Walks to exercise.
Oh. I was gonna say take her to watts.
Oh boy.
What's this guy talking about?
Exercise, get it back into form.
Okay.
No, but it does that on its own, so it takes time.
Yeah, you're right. And as far as the cooking, are you the kind of guy that you go out and work and when you come home you need like a meal prepared and your clothes washed and all that?
Not necessarily.
So you wear dirty clothes and you'll get skinny?
I appreciate it, but I didn't expect it, but I appreciated it. I'd like to be the one to
come home after work. Yeah. So you're the one that wants to go to work, come home, cook dinner, wash clothes, and then go to bed?
Me personally?
Yeah, you. Oh, no, you're saying you want to be the one to do all that stuff.
I would help out, yes, but I didn't expect food on the table. It was
okay. Let's say you're the only one that works.
Well, I wasn't. If I was the only one that worked, then I would.
So Eddie, you're the breadwinner. Not even the breadwinner. You're the only one that works in the relationship. Mm-hmm. The lady is the stay at home lady, you know, and you work. Do you want something like that, or it doesn't even, you don't care?
I think if I was the only one working, yes. I grew up in a home like that where my dad was the only breadwinner and my mom did everything.
And your mom probably did it because, hey, you know, he's out there working. I'm gonna cook dinner. Work. And mm-hmm. Okay, let's say you're in that situation and you come home and there's like a Lunchable on the table, or you know, tortilla and butter or something like that. Do you say something later, or do you just like, all right, I'll eat this for a while and hopefully, you know, she's going to see that I come home tired all the time and I like a nice meal at least once every 6 months.
I would say something.
What would you say? Like, hey, you know what?
I say, hey, you know, I'm out there busting my butt and it'd be nice to get a hot cooked meal, you know, enjoy a hot meal every once in a while.
Alberto, what do you think? How do you think this would play out?
Happy going to dinner every day.
Next day,
who says you're going out to dinner? Going out to dinner. She's making sandwiches. Not even sandwiches. Just like, hey, you know, there's we got food in the fridge. You know, help yourself. You know, make a sandwich. I don't know. Shit. Makes it some not pop tarts. Hot pockets.
Some milk tarts in the pantry.
But you would really say something?
Yes, I would.
Alberto, would you be in this if you're in the same situation that I just explained to Eddie?
Uh-huh.
Would you say something?
Probably. Not direct. Maybe start making snide remarks.
Give me one snide remark that you could say.
I don't have any.
You don't have any on cue?
Nope.
Okay. Well,
I'm not thinking that far.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying if you situate. Okay, laundry too. How about laundry?
Laundry. I mean.
you know, you got to come home and say you don't have work clothes for the next day or night or whatever. And they're just sitting in the hamper still, all piled up. And you're like, oh, man. So you got to wash. You know, sometimes it takes a while. The washer's got to wash it. Then you got to wait, throw it in the dryer, wait for it to dry. Then you can go to bed. Are you okay with that? I mean, you know, hey.
No, I wouldn't. Not if I was the only breadwinner. No, I would not be okay with that.
Okay. And you would make your stand, right? You wouldn't puss out, right?
No.
Okay. I've got to see where you stand with all this. Alberto, do you think he would really do it? Or would he be there cooking meals and stuff? And
Eddie talked a big game, but I think when the time comes, no, you know.
If I was the only breadwinner, yes, I would expect, because like I told you, I grew up in a home like that where my mom did everything. Because my dad was
your wife now. It's like, you know what? That was back in the days, and I'm a modern woman, and I don't have to do all that stuff.
Damn it, Jim. What if that happened? You got one of those kind of women where she's I don't need a man, but you know what? I need your money.
I would take all the credit cards and.
That's all you would do? You just take the credit. You wouldn't say, hey, you know what? This isn't going to work.
Yeah, then she starts saying, whoa, how can I cook if I can't go buy food?
I'd go buy the groceries and she can.
You wouldn't say, hey, you know what? This isn't working. If she was one of those that said, hey, you know what, Eddie? You know, you got legs and arms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's got the nerve to say that, even though you could probably say that to her, right? But she's got the nerve to say that to you.
So do you.
So this is going to be an all-out barn fight, right? You guys are going to argue till.
Eddie's neighbors are going to be real happy. every evening there's a shouting match.
Man. But you wouldn't be like, hey, you know, maybe this isn't the right one for somebody to say that to you. Like, hey, look, you know, I don't need a man. But, you know, you can do things yourself and you're supposed to take care of me, but you're not supposed to tell me to do things. I'm the woman.
Yeah, you can go out and get a job, too.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, there you go. Now I like this kind of Eddie.
She can go out and get a job, too, if that's what.
Okay, I'd love to be watching this going on, right? This would be something great.
See, we know Eddie's talking tough now, but I think when push comes to shove, sure, honey, you don't have to cook for me.
No, that's not right. It's not right.
Okay, but what? She's not going to do it. She's not going to do it. Do you say, okay, this is not working? Or do you, like you say, you just take the money away and you take everything away, but you still let her stay with you and you're going to be unhappy and all that. Make things tough. But you're living in the same house with the woman that you're not. She's doing everything. You guys are opposite. She doesn't really need you, right? But she needs your money.
She needs me financially.
So what does that tell you?
On the way to work, Eddie goes and, you know, turns off all the lights, locks up the fuse box, shuts off the water.
It's just not right. But if it was the other way around, you had a wife that you're fortunate enough to stay home.
Yes.
She made all the money. I mean, you wouldn't cook or clean and help out with laundry.
Well, it works
both ways.
There's two kinds of people, Eddie. There's people like you're saying, like, let's say the situation I told you about, you go to work and let's say she's a stay-at-home mom or wife or whatever. That person in that situation would automatically do things like that because they care about you. You know, they know, he's been working, he's taking care, he's taking care of the house and he's taking care of all the finances. I'm going to cook and do his clothes or whatever, you know. Roles reversed. The woman's out there making the breadwinner. And as a guy, you would think, okay, you know, I'm going to do this. Just because you have that mindset, that doesn't mean you're a pussy. It just means, okay, you know, hey, you're going to do that. Because that's the nice thing to do. Hey, this is... You're doing something nice to the person you care about.
Fair is fair.
So that's why when you say that you're going to take things away and you're going to argue and all this, it really surprised me.
I didn't say we're going to argue. I just said we're going to take things away.
Well, she's not your kid. No, you don't take her Xbox away and then ground her for a week. I mean, she's already telling you how she feels. She doesn't look at you like as a man. I couldn't put up with that. She's looking at you as a pay stub.
No.
I couldn't put up with that.
Uh-oh.
So today Eddie's having the problems.
It's not me?
No, it's Eddie.
Okay, good. I was going to get my computer and throw it out in the front. Crash it through the window. Okay, Eddie. That's just curious. I think, you know, people should do for each other because they want to and shouldn't be told to.
Exactly.
And, you know, when that happens, then, you know, everybody kind of does a little bit. You know, like you would come, and even if you were the only worker, hey, you know what? I'm going to cook something tonight. Mm-hmm. Just because you want to. That's what happens, and people do things for each other.
Yes.
See, Eddie, I'm on your side. I'm not against you.
Okay.
All right.
Got to band together, Steve.
Got to band together. Band of brothers, Eddie.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, so... Alberto, you want to tell everybody about our show next week? We were just discussing this yesterday, and we were trying to... Our anniversary... When was it, our actual anniversary date?
July 14th.
July 14th.
No, July 7th. Sorry, July 7th.
Okay. You see, folks, we...
July... It was 7-7-14, okay? There was a lot of numbers that could confuse
you. So July 7th was our actual anniversary date of doing 9 years of the M25 show. Well, we didn't do an anniversary show around that time because, is that when I was doing that remodel thing?
Yeah.
Okay, it was around that time, so I think we didn't get to do that.
You just started.
We had just started. No, Eddie, because of we took a break. Remember, we took that month and a half off. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to have that anniversary show.
Eddie was here every week when we were off. You know, just...
Oh, Eddie, you were here?
Yeah. Eddie was doing his own M25 show.
Eddie was doing Eddie solo artist.
I don't know. Eddie must have been drinking. He was like on his computer. You can see us and Alyssa having his own conversation.
Oh, my gosh. So anyway, we're going to have our anniversary show next Thursday. September 7th. And it'll be at the same time, same place, 9 o'clock.
Well, back a.m. Back on regular time, not the 1 hour early like today.
Yes, today we started at 8 a.m. Pacific time, but we'll be back normal time next week at 9 a.m. for our 9 year anniversary show.
Streaming on YouTube and Facebook.
Streaming on YouTube and Facebook and podcasted after on
all your podcast providers.
That's right. And how do you check out? How do you check out? How would you find out where they're at? Is it at our website, or you just have to go to all those?
I think it's places. On the website, and some of them are on the website. Otherwise, you know, just check your favorite podcast provider. We're probably on there in some form or another.
Yeah.
Was it Amazon? Like, Amazon Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google, and Apple Podcasts, and I don't know which other ones.
Is there any other ones? Is there other ones?
Probably.
Those are the main ones, right?
Yeah.
The main ones people use? Well, we're on the main ones. And maybe we're on some extra ones that people don't know about.
Some outlawed ones.
Yes.
WhatsApp?
WhatsApp? Some foreign country.
On WhatsApp? We have a podcast on WhatsApp?
We could.
I don't know. Isn't that just a texting?
Texting video.
Eddie, I don't know.
That's just a texting app, Eddie. Get out of here.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, it's texting and video, so you can video it. Like, you can Skype on WhatsApp.
Really? Skype? Are we on Skype? No more, huh?
No. We used to be. That used to be our go-to.
With all the problems.
Yes.
Times have changed, huh?
Yeah. Times have changed, Eddie. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. So next week, tune in. We're going to be working on a show.
Working overtime?
Yeah, we're going to... Working on some ideas to have a good show for our anniversary show, Eddie.
Eddie's going to dance for us.
We were thinking, Eddie, do you know how to oil people?
How to oil people?
Yeah, you know, oil so they look all shiny.
You can change oil in the car.
No, I'm talking about a human.
Baby oil.
Women, yes.
Well, you got some practice. You're going to have to move up.
Oh, boy.
Just close your eyes and pretend, Eddie.
So let's just say, Eddie, okay, let's just say it happens to be guys, okay? You don't have to touch, but you could squirt the baby oil. You know how it has a squirter.
We'll give you we'll give you a sponge, so you have to make a skin to skin contact.
Yeah, just think of yourself as a, like a nurse or something, where you're doing a sponge bath.
No,
let the sponge do all the work. And even if they already look shiny, you still got to put it on them, Eddie. Okay. Oh boy, too much. All right,
he's gonna walk out again. Look at him; he's ready to go.
And he's stretching his neck muscles. That's not a good sign.
I'm tense.
What's wrong, Eddie? What happened?
All right, Eddie. We'll let you do it on women.
I'm tired.
That'll loosen him up.
I don't know. We're gonna do so. I really wanted. I don't know, Eddie. Are you feeling like? Is your body feeling okay? Like, could you do a workout?
I've been riding my bike.
No, like a regular, like, say you were doing a workout with somebody, like a
calisthenics
fitness trainer.
Oh,
just doing how long is a regular workout? Like 20 minutes or something? Or is it longer these days? 30 minutes? I don't know. You know, when you go to a place and they.
Oh, yeah. About an hour.
You pay an hour. Holy man, you got to work out an hour?
I mean, I think most people about an hour, 45 minutes.
Like with a personal trainer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's not all like doing what is that called when you're doing like
reps? Cardio?
Cardio. I think it's not all cardio then, I hope, right? That's a long time.
No, it's not all cardio.
So it's like weightlifting and stuff, it's and like a little lifting, cardio.
Legs, abs, whatever.
All right.
I've been riding my bike. That's what I've been doing.
Oh, you have?
Mhm.
You ride it on the trail?
I'm going to start. I haven't. Not yet, but...
Where the hell are you riding it to? In your driveway?
I ride around the block or go to make runs at the liquor store.
The liquor store?
He's doing beer runs on his bike.
Oh, my God. So what do you... Are you buying like a bottle? Or are you buying a whole case? Or how do you...
Go to liquor store, buy some lotto tickets or water or...
I'm trying to think where to... I know where Eddie lives. I'm trying to think where's... Is it over there by the bar?
Yeah.
Oh, you ride right there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right. I got you.
By the ox?
By the ox?
Uh-huh.
Speaking of the ox, I like that place.
By the bar?
Yeah.
Don't go into the bar, though. I just...
Eddie buys the lotto tickets in the bar.
Eddie buys the lotto tickets at the liquor store and then goes in the bar.
Yeah, it's an excuse to get to the bar. I don't want to buy lotto tickets.
He needs to go get a seat and scratch him. And 3 hours later,
water, get some lotto tickets.
He may go to the liquor store.
Right? Gotta start slowly.
Alberto's right. He gets the scratchers, and he goes to the bar to sit down and scratch them all and drinks a few pitchers while he's there.
Gotta start slow.
And then he rides the wrong bike home.
I bought a bike rack, so. Put my bike on my car and then.
On the Jaguar?
Yeah.
You gonna put a bike rack on the Jaguar?
Yeah.
I want to see that.
I'd never seen a Jaguar with a bike rack.
Put my bike on the rack and take it to the trail and then ride down the trail and.
What trail are you going to? What, Man's Curve?
Up there on the.
Turnbull?
I don't know what it's called, but. A trail that goes from from Mills all the way up to I think it goes all the way up to Brea, doesn't it?
Oh, you're talking about the new one?
Yeah.
Were they up? They made it longer, huh?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They expanded it.
So they made it longer going towards like not going towards Deep and Whittier, but the other way, right?
The other way. Mm-hmm.
So how far does it go other way? Does it go all the way to like the dump?
I haven't found out yet.
There's a dump.
Eddie's gonna report to us next time when he goes on this ride.
Yeah,
there's a dump way out there, isn't there, in like Brea Canyons or something?
I don't think it goes that far.
Landfill?
Yeah, the dump. You know when you go dump and you go dump stuff. There's big old.
I know there's one I know there's one in the City of Industry, but I don't know about.
There's one in Brea. Yeah, there's one in Brea, Eddie. Take that trail. You'll hit it.
I didn't know.
You hit that mother.
I haven't gotten that far then.
Just don't ride your bike all the way down there and recycle your bike when you get there, all right? Okay, Eddie, before we get out of here, is there
the Olinda Alpha landfill in Brea?
There you go.
Okay. That's
it. Eddie, before we get out of here, is there anybody that you would like to see on the show next week that we haven't seen in a while? That we could try to get, maybe. Anybody that crosses your mind?
Stefania?
And, you know, the scars is finally healed for Eddie. He doesn't remember.
What about that one girl that was supposed to come on and we had to reschedule?
Yeah, she's not coming back.
Who's the hell's that? I don't know. We've had a lot of girls on it. Which one girl?
Susan.
You got to be more specific.
Oh, Susan. Mm-hmm. You know what? I talked to her, but I think we'd have to do an evening show. That was another thing me and Alberta were talking about. Maybe once in a while doing an evening show for some of these people that can only do things in the evening. That would be nice if we all can pick a day where we're all free. We could do an evening show. But anyway, I had asked.
Sorry to bore you, Eddie.
Yeah, shit, damn. He asked me a question, and I tell him, and he starts yawning.
Just tired.
You made him think too hard. His brain.
Gotta run home.
All right, so.
Eddie, we're just getting started, okay? Don't tell me you took a you would take a nap in that time.
I did. Well, no, I come home and unwind first, and then
what the hell are you doing unwinding?
He has a gin and tonic.
So you unwind.
I didn't have time to stretch.
So you stretch before the show?
Yeah, I stretch.
What the hell you do? How do you? What do you stretch? You hang upside down, or what do you do?
Clear my mind.
He has one of those teeter hang-ups. He just hangs upside down. That's the blood goes to his head so he can be sharp for the show.
Look like a turnip.
Yeah, he looks kind of pale today. I don't think he got all his...
I do my massages.
Oh, God, no. We don't want to go back down that
trail. Yeah, he stops by the parlor.
I have one of those percussion, those guns that...
Oh, use that on you? Oh my God, that must hurt.
Yeah, on my arms, on my legs.
You don't use it on your private area?
No.
Would you ever do that? Like beat your balls up with that thing?
No.
No. That would probably hurt, huh? The thing goes like that real fast.
That's jackass stuff.
No, I think what they do, they'd probably put a dildo on it and put it in their butt. That's jackass stuff right there.
Yeah,
so why is Eddie doing a little bit of freezing? It's not me, right?
Yeah, it's mostly Eddie.
Okay.
I'm freezing today? Am I really?
Just a little bit now and then.
Thankfully, we can hear you. And...
Okay. Yes. All right. Well, so Eddie, I don't know about Stefania. I'm surprised that you would even say her.
Maybe we get her husband in.
Oh. What if she said if she could bring her bow?
That's fine.
Yeah. And they start making a baby in front of everybody on the show live.
She agrees to come on, but she
didn't. Rated X show?
Hey, she agrees to come on, but she didn't tell us she's pregnant.
Oh, man. It's a gender reveal.
You know, she's sitting, 40. So we don't notice. And, you know, she looks, you know, hottest ever. And then she just gets up. You see the bump.
Oh, my gosh.
And he starts crying again.
That's okay. I have 3 kids.
All right. Yola Jimenez. Am I saying that right, Eddie? Can you guys see the people in the chat?
Yeah.
Yes.
I just don't want
to. I think Yola, if I'm correct, has a podcast, I think, if I remember. And if I want to say right, it's in Spanish. Eddie, maybe you can check Jimenez? It out. Yola Jimenez.
Jimenez.
Yes, if I'm right, Yola, let me know. I think she has a podcast in Spanish. I think it's kind of a sexy Spanish podcast.
It's actually my mom's maiden last name.
Jimenez. Yola Jimenez. All right.
Jimenez.
If I knew the name of it, I would say it, but I don't know the name of her podcast, so just look up Yola Jimenez.
Try, Steve.
What's that?
Try.
Try huh? What?
Try.
Try what?
Try to remember her podcast.
Oh, I don't know the name. I don't know. I'll look it up. Steve Eddie Alberto.
Storyteller, erotic storyteller.
Oh, wait a minute here. Oh, so she's not a podcast. Okay, well, we're always looking for storytellers on the M25 show. Okay, maybe we...
Erotic storyteller.
Okay, well, I'm going to get a hold of Yola after the show, and maybe we can have her on to tell a story.
Does she do it in an erotic voice, or just the stories are erotic?
Oh, it's a Spanish erotic. So she says the stories in Spanish?
Español.
Oh, but she can translate for us.
Oh, okay. If she could, if you could translate, maybe we can have you on and you can promote your storytelling. So I don't know. Do you have your own show that you do this, or you just do this? I do have a podcast. Okay, so she tells erotic Spanish storytelling on her podcast. All right. Well, we're gonna have her on. If you could, like Eddie said,
goes Eddie's heart.
Eddie's heart's racing.
What's the podcast name?
I don't know, but we know that you're looking forward to it.
Don't tell us that thing will go off. Beep 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 beep.
Yeah. Everybody that doesn't know, every time you hear that beep, Eddie has this new iWatch that is hooked up to his heart. So every time he gets a little excited, it goes off. If you hear a beep, that's Eddie. So Yola, you got Eddie's heart chugging. His heart's chugging right now. Let me see here. So we'll get a hold of her, and not for the anniversary show, but after that, and we'll see if we can have her on. Eddie, read that.
Relatos eróticos.
Okay.
Cuéntale a la Yola.
Okay. That's the name of the podcast, I take it?
Mm-hmm.
Can you translate what that is? Is there a translation or no?
Erotic relations. Cuéntale a Yola. Tell Yola.
Tell Yola? Okay. Alrighty then. Well, if you could come on our show, I'll contact you. I'll contact you later. If you could come on and talk about your show, and then maybe give us a little taste of some storytelling in English, because there's people that listen to us that know Spanish, but most know English. So if we can do that, you can come on and promote your podcast you do.
Erotic Tales, Tell It to Yola.
Erotic Tales, Tell It to Yola. Okay. So Yola, I'm gonna get a hold of you, and we're gonna get you on the show. We'd like to get a little taste of what you do, and we're promoting your show, and see what happens when people roll in on the M25 show.
Mm-hmm.
See Eddie. Now we have Eddie as a good translator, in case you know, because I don't know Spanish. Alberto, you know Spanish?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, see, I will need help translating on some things, because I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I know like
margarita,
I know, like,
chips and salsa.
No, I know like
see,
oh my
no.
gosh.
Panocha.
Yeah, no, yeah, Panocchi, and I know how do you say, you know what, I can't believe it, my favorite is butt. How do you say butt?
Nalgas.
Nalgas, yeah. Now I know nalgas and boobays. Is that how you say it?
What?
Boobays?
Boobies?
Boobies? How do you say it in Spanish?
Tetas.
Tetas. Yes, tetas. See? Tetas. I'm learning. Tetas. I'm learning right now, see?
You know, we used to have Mexican word of the day. We're going to have every show.
Arpecho, Steve.
How do you say...
Eddie's going to teach Steve one word in Spanish.
How do you say baby bearing hips? Eddie, how do you say that? I've always wanted to learn how to say that.
Caderas. Caderas is hip.
How do you say baby bearing or baby making hips? Or what is that saying? Baby making hips? That means she's got a nice set of hips, right? You hold on to. I don't know, Eddie. I'm trying to learn. Don't laugh at me, okay?
I'm not laughing at you.
How do I say that to
Eddie? Eddie believes in teaching by shame.
Oh, you want to teach me by shaming me?
No.
Nalgas.
Caderas reproductoras, I guess.
Let me see.
Oh, there you go. Fabrica de babies.
Fabrica de babies. There we go. That's going to be my new saying. Baby factory hips. There you go. That's should the name of our show today. Baby factory hips.
Baby factory hips.
So Fabrica de babies. See, Alberto, I'm learning Spanish.
Hey, Yola, are these true erotic stories or are they made up?
Not a guess. Titas, how do you say it? Titas?
Tetas.
Tetas. And Fabrica de babies.
Or pechos. Yeah. Pechos is another word for breasts.
Pechos?
Mm-hmm.
Pechos?
Pechos.
Okay, pechos. That sounds more grown up. That doesn't sound dirty. Okay, pechos. Like or grande, chichis. grande pechos.
Or chichis.
No, Eddie, come on. That sounds, you know, like it's dirty. We don't want to be dirty. I like the Fabrica de babies.
Oh, she writes them. She writes them from fantasies of the listeners.
I write them from fantasies of the listeners. Mm-hmm. Oh, so the listeners tell her.
Tell her a story, and then she
got a fantasy, Steve, that she can make it into an erotic.
Yes, can you write? Okay, here's something. We'll have you on the show if you can write something, a story about me, about how I like Fabrica de babies. I like baby making hips on women. You can do that. That would be awesome.
With big pechos?
With big pechos and nalgas. Nalgas. Big hips.
One heck of a story.
Yes. Big hips, big butt, and big boobies.
You don't want to say nalgas, you can say culo.
Culo. A big culo?
Well, culo is more butthole. That's not cheeks.
I like the cheeks, Eddie. How do you say the cheeks?
Cachetes.
Cachetes. Yes, there we go. Cachetes. Or, sounds like peanut bumpies. Butter. Sounds like cacahuate. How do you say it again?
Pompis.
Pompis? Uh-huh. What is that? Is that like pompous? How do you say How do you say butt cheeks for reals? Like, don't be telling me wrong things.
Cachetes.
Cachetes. That's a butt cheeks.
Uh-huh.
Okay, cachetes. I got to start writing this down. Hey, I think we're going international, guys.
Tune in next year for the M25 show. We're doing an evening show. We're going to be doing a Spanish show, too.
Yeah, we do everything, Eddie.
Bilingual.
Yes. Yes, so we're going to have our new product coming out called MILF Tarts, assorted flavors. We're going to have Yola come on and do
Spanglish erotic.
Spanglish erotic Fabrica de babies. Mm-hmm. Baby making hips, right, Eddie?
Yes.
All right. Yola, I'll get a hold of you, and we'll try to set up a date for you to come on and talk about your show.
Tell your stories.
Or at least tell a little bit of stories, get a little bit out there, and then you can promote your show, and then they can go check your show out. All right, guys, let's get out of here. Thanks for anybody that tuned in. We did the show a little bit early today, an hour earlier. We had some things going on. We're glad that the stream seems to be back in order, right, Alberto?
Sounded good today.
And we apologize again for last week's my freezing every couple minutes. And I apologize to our guests, Weaponized. You know, we're gonna have you guys on again another time to make it right, because you know when a guest comes on, they want to go and share the stream. They want to hear the podcast, and if it's doing that, you know, stuttering or whatever that is, no, that's not a very cool. You know, they're here to talk about their new song, their upcoming record, etc., etc. And then if it's the podcast or the stream sounds crappy, that's not very good on our part. We're supposed to be making them look good, right, Eddie?
Right.
So we'll have them on again soon. And good morning, gang. I don't know who that is, but good morning to you. I don't know who that is. I wish the people that watch on our fan page, when they make comments, it just says Facebook user. It doesn't say their name, and I don't know why, Eddie. But people watching on YouTube and Facebook and our regular Facebook page, it'll show the name of the people that comment. So for the people watching on the M25 show Facebook fan page, we don't know who your name is. It just says Facebook user.
I wonder if Yola is on all the platforms.
What's that?
I wonder if Yola is on all the platforms. Like Apple
Music.
That's
Eddie. That's why we're having her on, Eddie. And Eddie's already ready to go look for it. I know, Eddie. I know your sneaky ways.
I'm evil ready to ways. Hear one of
start calling Eddie Santana.
By the way, that's Charlie Brown Jr. with the Morning Gang.
Oh, okay. That's a good guy. He's always sharing our stuff all the time. Good guy. Charlie Brown right there. Charlie Brown. All right, Eddie, let's get out of here, okay? Alberto.
All right.
Thanks for tuning in. You know, I was almost ready to say thank our guests for coming on, but we didn't have a guest because we came on hard. We came on hard today.
We didn't know if it was going to be a good show, so we didn't invite anybody.
That's the truth. That's the truth right there. All right, we'll be back next week with our 9-year anniversary show. Okay. And we're going to have a good time. We're going to have something set up and have something cool. Have some fun stuff.
I'll try to make it.
Oh, you're going to be here, Eddie. Don't we try to make it.
I thought Eddie was going to try to make some cupcakes.
Oh, you're going to make cupcakes, Eddie?
I don't know how to make cupcakes.
Oh, Eddie's going to be the one in the kitchen. Oh, God. All right, let's get out of here. I don't want to think that way. I don't want to see Eddie.
Eddie only knows how to make special brownies.
Oh, you know how to make those kind, Eddie? The one with the make you feel funny?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? Hey, you know what? Speaking of that, before we get out of here, they don't sell regular cess weed no more.
Cess weed?
You know, I don't know, Steeler.
With all the seeds?
I'm not a consumer of that stuff.
Yeah, but back in the day, that used to be like cess was the cheap weed, right? And then they had the skunk bud, and then they had Thai bud. They don't have that shit anymore.
Have you been looking?
No, but all I hear is about purple haze and
haze.
All these weird.
I guess it was too cheap, just like the lounge chairs. You know, people wanted better stuff, so
synthetic stuff.
They stopped making it.
Yeah, but at least you know it was a natural. Now they're it's synthetic, and yeah, it's all
made in a factory.
Chemicals.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. I haven't smoked it in so long. If I did, I would like to go back to the old cess bud. The shit that grows in your backyard, and you know, you get it a little high, and that's it. You relax. I don't want to go to fucking Never Never Land after smoking purple haze.
Never come back.
Heavy, man. Heavy.
Yeah, my brother used to grow it in the backyard.
Do you think he can get me some cess?
He doesn't do that no more, Steve. Maybe my neighbor can.
I think about it once in a while. I think, you know, I'd like to go in the backyard and have a couple on the old stuff. You know, the shit where you just get a little high.
While you're moon bathing?
Moon bathe. Then, you know, go have a little snack afterwards and go to bed. I don't want to do the shit where I'm jumping off my roof and all that shit. You know, all this synthetic weed they got today.
I can ask my neighbor. He smokes it quite a bit.
You know what, Eddie? I don't want to die. I don't want to get into that. You know.
You want a dime bag?
Yeah. Do they still sell dime bags?
I don't know.
Yeah, when a dime bag actually cost $10.
I don't know. Might be different nowadays.
Yeah, I don't even think they sell that. They probably look at you and go, what the hell is a dime bag? You got to buy like a half a pound these days.
Pound or nothing.
All right, guys. Let's get the hell out of here.
All right.
And we'll see you guys next week. 9-year anniversary show for the M25 show. Please tune in. Tell all your friends, and we'll be back next Thursday, September 7th at 9 a.m. Pacific time.
All right.
All righty. Yeah, I'm not even ready to get out of here. See what happens. All right, we'll see you guys
later.
Reality again.